There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the bill we got? I mean, the bill we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
All right, we've arrived. The Friday edition of Midday Mobile. Glad to have you along. Next couple hours, you and I. Phone number, the text line are the same numbers. 343-0106. 343-0106 for a phone call or a text. Gets you through to the show. Also, on the docket for today in the 1 o'clock hour, he's back. It's about time to get my buddy J.R. Young from King Operating out in Texas. Come on, he's that oil man who comes on with me, and we talk all about the oil industry, not just the drilling side, but when he predicts what gasoline prices will be, he kind of backs it up with, okay, here's what we're doing drilling-wise. So I want to get his opinion of where we are with now a president-elect Trump. Remember, it was, I guess, during the first term of Trump that things were at a point where there were barrels of oil trading at a negative number. Remember that? I wonder if he sees that coming back or where he sees that whole conversation. We'll talk with him, and you can get your questions in the 1 o'clock hour. Also, another chance today to win one of those $100 gift certificates to Mason Hills Farm. Gets you all the great meat. So if you're cooking out for the holidays, it's going to get you set up the right way. So sometime between now and the end of the show, your chance to win one of those. So yeah, be ready. And it's not on the text line. That one is on the phone line. At 343-0106. All right, a lot of stuff on my list this hour, and of course, you're welcome to chime in. Things you're thinking about here on a Friday on the text line at 343-0106. I do want to come back to what we talked about yesterday a good bit, and that was the drone stories out of New Jersey. And, of course, now another 24 hours, there's been a lot more discussion of drones and the mothership, which, by the way, the mothership, thought about this last night in some kind of fever dream, maybe when the Tamiflu kicked in or something like that. I thought about the mothership. Anybody, there's a few of y'all out there that are hip enough here and get it. Somebody the other day was surprised. I didn't know. There are some bands I don't know, but it's a small list. Remember the P-Funk? Remember Parliament Funkadelic and the mothership? Are we sure it's not the mothership that's controlled by Dr. Funkenstein? That where these drones are launching from. It is. Do they need to keep some operational security? Sure. But to come out and say, this one, I think we've got to get a yes or no. To have from yesterday the discussion that there was this New Jersey representative saying that there was a mothership that these drones were launching off, and it was somewhere off the East Coast of the United States, okay, which like somewhere from whatever, Key Largo to Bar Harbor, right, from Florida to Maine. It's not dialing it down too much. And then the Pentagon comes out and says, there is no such thing. Which, I mean, this one is not like, a lot of times these things come out of Washington, and you're like, well, they could interpret it this way or that way. This is one, is it or isn't it? Out there, and what's going on in Jersey? There's a lot of theories out there right now. I've seen some, and we'll get to these here in just a little bit, that that it's people looking, this is the latest one here, people looking for drones with their drones are causing people to spot drones and then put more drones up to look for drones. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. I do think there's something bigger going on here. And I do, we have been groomed for this, right, over the past few years with Senate subcommittee meetings and discussions of, you know, it went from UFOs to UAVs to UAPs, and your drone discussions, you get military pilots out there said they've seen things they can't explain. and that we get these stories about drones that move in ways that are contrary to regular propulsion. I don't know that these in New Jersey are. A friend of mine the other, I guess yesterday also pointed out, I don't have an answer to this either, if they're trying to be covert. If these are like Iranian drones or Chinese drones, that's another theory. It's not Iranian, it's Chinese. Six of one, half dozen of the other. Why are they running lights? Fair enough point. You know, why are they running like navigation lights on these things to show? I don't know. But I don't feel like we've, you know, gotten the most robust answers here. And by the way, so we mentioned him yesterday, New Jersey representative, who Jeff Van Drew, who is the one who said, hey, there's a mothership out there. These drones are coming off the mothership. He's doubling down. This from New York Post said New Jersey Rep. Jeff Van Drew doubled down on his claim that the mysterious drones troubling the Garden State are coming from a mothership off the East Coast. And he slammed Pentagon officials for treating the American public like they're stupid and withholding information about the drones. Van Drew stood his ground yesterday, even after Pentagon spokesperson on Wednesday denied claims that there are unidentified flying objects coming from Iran. Now, this is how you could do it from the... Y'all did this stuff like you're a teenager. And were you drinking at Bobby's house? Because you were at like Kevin's house. You said, no, ma'am, I was not. You know, that's omission of certain facts here. So maybe what the Pentagon's doing is saying they are not, they know something is up, but they're like, they are not from Iran. Which, of course, the good question would be, okay, then where are they from? So that was some of the discussion here. Van Drew asking about where the drones could be coming from. Leanne, if you're ready, let's go to cut one as we play New Jersey Representative Jeff Van Drew.
These drones very well could be launched from a ship. It could be hundreds of miles out at sea. These types of drones go much greater distances. These, again, are something that we normally don't see in the United States. So there is a real possibility. Could it be China? Absolutely. Could it be somebody else? It sure could. Here's the deal. They don't know what it is. They don't know what it's about. They haven't taken one down to analyze it. They have no idea where it comes from, but they know that it's not that. I mean, that's nonsense.
Okay. They may get one taken down soon, as some of the stories coming out of New Jersey we'll get to in a second. The civilians, like everybody says, it's the, you know, they fly over my house, I'm shooting them down. Well, the people in New Jersey are talking about doing that as well. Problem is, some of these things, at least on the screen, on the videos I've seen, look bigger. And if you're going to bring something like that down, where is it landing and what is it hitting when it lands? I mean, that's some, you know, I hope if people are going to take this into their own hands, they think through it a step or two. Responding yesterday, of course, saying nothing to see here. We got White House National Security Communications Advisor, ladies and gentlemen, John Kirby. He says this.
We have no evidence at this time that the reported drone sightings pose a national security or a public safety threat or have a foreign nexus.
Okay. Did you, so you feel better now? You feel like John Kirby just shot you straight on that? If it was something innocuous, don't you think at this point it would get to a place where they go, hey, just tell the people the thing. We're testing out of whatever. Right? If it wasn't a big deal, wouldn't you like just say, you know what? I'm tired of this. Just tell the people what we're doing. You know, redact what needs to be redacted. If it was a U.S. program, might be. Now, here it is on what the folks in New Jersey. I mean, think about what this reaction would be if this was happening here in Alabama. Said New Jersey residents frustrated with the lack of answers regarding dozens of potential drone sightings in the skies above their homes are threatening to take action on their own if the government doesn't start providing answers. James Ward, this I like to think of this guy, James Ward, a Jersey Shore realtor. Pretty good stuff if you watch this video. Shared a video on Facebook that said he showed a SUV-sized drone. Now, we heard that yesterday, too. That gets my attention, how big, you know, of course, are we talking about a Kia Sportage or are we talking about a Ford Expedition or what was the bigger one? The Excursion. But he shared this video above the Island Beach State Park taken on Sunday. He said it's difficult to judge their size in the clip, which showed a number of lights in the sky. Dozens of SUV, this is a quote here, caption reads, dozens of SUV-sized drones in all directions, emerging at the same time and flying over the ocean and heading in different directions. What do you think? I would say this. I would think this. If we don't have an answer for it, it's worrisome, right? That we would let that happen. Of course, they're talking about shooting them down. We'll get to that when we come back right here on Midday Mobile and your calls and texts at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Glad to have you here on this Friday. And is this Saturday, like this is probably for responsible people, right? This is when they get all their shopping done. We'll get hear something from the post office. Oh, speaking of which, you saw that post office story, right, where they dropped the Amazon boxes by the road. But we'll probably hear the pretty soon will be the last day to get something in the mail. But yeah, maybe like for me, next weekend is the real big weekend of Christmas shopping. But for a lot of folks, it's this. And by the look of the roadways out there, a lot of people out there shopping. Gene, you made me laugh. Gene said, it's the Democrats messing with the weather. Now, that is funny, Gene. So you and I have a text that you sent that I enjoyed. Nick B. said, this is not BS. There were two large drones circling around West Mobile Wednesday evening. I have photos and video, and they looked eerily similar to what we see in the news in New Jersey. That is interesting. Nick, I get traffic. I live in West Mobile County as well. I get traffic, but I get, the Black Hawk helicopters do fly over here with some routine. And, of course, there's airplanes coming in and out of Farmers Airport, for right now, our airport, before everything goes to Brooklyn. They don't usually do a lot of flying over. It depends on the weather of my house, but the helicopters do for sure. Let's see. Okay, and an update. Listen, update here. This is good. Michael says, remember, if you were listening yesterday, we started talking about somebody, I think David or somebody had texted in and talked about how much better, knock on wood, the commute had been on airport with the light sinking, right? This then, it was, 2 months ago, we had the interview with the traffic engineer from the city of Mobile, which I really appreciated because she explained, like how it works and how there's communication nodules between one light and the other. And that some of those got blown out in lightning strikes and they were back ordered on the part that sinks them. That's all I need from government is just tell me what's going on. But after that conversation, my commute out Airport Boulevard has got a lot better. Michael says, I only had to treat 4 red lights at 4 o'clock this morning while taking my wife to the airport. It used to be every one of them from McGregor to Schillinger must be getting better. Listen, I feel the same way. Now, it's anecdotal on your part, my part, David's part, other people chiming in on the text line, but it has seemed better. Let's see. Mr. Plott says, the term mothership comes from somewhere in the Northeast. Down here, it'll be, look, it's a big one. Yeah, but it's also, a Parliament Funkadelic fans there, the mothership and the Dr. Funkenstein. All right. Unnamed texter says, this U-Haul man. Hey, U-Haul man. Said it will not be long until citizen attempts to shoot one of these drones down. Well, yeah, that's what they're talking about in New Jersey as well. Of course, that's what makes headlines. It's not that every citizen's doing it, but if you say that, then the news people want to come run out and interview you, right? That's just the way this works. Let's see. Back to that story from Fox News. So you had the Jersey Shore retailer putting the video, realtor, putting the video up. I'm sorry, just after the show Jersey Shore, I can't hear Jersey. Jersey Shore is just a specific geographic description, but it means a whole bunch more to me since the Jersey Shore show. All right. So it says here, one of the comments on that video said a good shotgun will fix that problem. One commenter replied. I do wonder the height of these things and how many of these people are good enough shot to get the lead right on a drone. But it said, why hadn't anybody shot one down to look for a serial number to trace it back to the operator? I would think that would provide a clue. Another one said, semi-auto, what does it matter? Semi-auto 3-inch Magnum double lot buck full choke. I don't know why the semi-auto means anything to the unless you're going to have to shoot again. That it has nothing to the accuracy or the strength of the load. Yeah, so you got nine, in double hot buck, you got nine pellets. I don't know what it's going to take to, it depends on how high up they are. And full choke, if they are high up, then double hot buck and full choke would be a good thing. Experts warn, now back to the Fox News story here, said experts warn that it is typically illegal to shoot down a drone flying over property. The Federal Aviation Administration told Forbes back in 2016 that shooting down a drone is illegal under the same federal law prohibiting the sabotage of any other aircraft. Might be worth considering there. FAA regulations also prohibit the unsafe or unauthorized operation of an aircraft, manned or not. And so the talk of taking matters in their own hands came after Governor Phil Murphy, a Democrat, and two Republican congressmen called on the federal government to shoot down any unidentified drones in the area. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have been pressing investigators and regulators for the answer for weeks. Yeah, and I heard that in some of the discussion last night on cable news. The idea of just shoot, if they really truly don't know what they are, right? That the federal government doesn't know what they are. Let's just, I know, give me a second, just suspend disbelief that they don't know what's going on. Then you would shoot one down to see what it is, right? Like to see, like those people said, serial numbers or the manufacturer of them or something like that. I don't know, but it's a drone there and then, a drone sighting. This has been going on a long time with drone sightings, but it seems to be just so, not just there's a lot of people in that area in New Jersey, but there seem to be like every night. Let's see, Joshua said, Sean, your father and I fought in the Clone Wars together. End quote. We may get to say that soon. Your father and I, we may get to say this soon. Your father and I fought in the drone wars together. When I get home, I may slap the base for the funk of the funk mothership. Joshua, you know what I'm talking about. You are cool. It's going to be good for P-Funk. There'll be a lot more downloads of Parliament Funkadelic here lately. Irish Indian, what's up, Irish Indian? Said, Sean, we didn't get any good information when they flew the blimp around the country either. True. Adam says, why don't we send up some Apache helicopters and shoot some down? I have no answer to that. I think we know what they are, meaning the federal government. I think this whole idea that they have no idea. Hey, okay, if I'm in the press conference and the Pentagon says they're not Iranian, okay, so how, and then I can say, how do you know they're not Iranian? And they could say X, Y, or Z. I'm saying, so you are aware that they are from some other entity, country or group or whatever? Yes or no? And if so, then you do the Pentagon know what they are and you're okay with them up there? I mean, that kind of question, that's just normal. That's not gotcha or, you know, attack journalism. That's just doing the job of a journalist. Just continue to ask the questions. Yet, so Mr. Valentine, I thought the same thing. Said, when action gets hot, drones will disappear with no answer. We've seen that before, right? When these stories were there. But I think the action's pretty darn hot right now, Mr. Valentine. But I have seen what you've talked about before. They're like all focused on an area, and then it gets quiet. But this is like every night they're up. All right. Jerry in Fort Morgan said, not that I would ever do it, but is steel shot required for drones? Jerry, it would be dependent, I'm sure, on the area you're shooting the drone over. They're not migratory, right? So they're, you know, not migratory waterfowl. They're not waterfowl. And I would say, I would just stick with lead at this point. I don't want to get you in trouble with green jeans, but if you're shooting a drone, you know, I was thinking, and it depends on the altitude, some like a hot, real hot load of 12 gauge fives through a modified or a full, that seems like the best, but Lisa and Robertsdale, I don't know why we can't treat these drones like sporting clays. You know what? If there's somebody funny out there running a sporting clay range, we talked about that a couple weeks ago on the show, that growing up, not only did I shoot them, I worked as a trapper on a sporting clay range. I worked in radio, and then I worked, you know, going and throwing clays for people to shoot. And we would design the sporting clays range like this would be, this would be bounding rabbit. You go in and say, all right, here's the thing. The rabbit's going to spring from the thicket to your left and go across to your right or something like that. Or this is decoying mallards or this is something else. Wouldn't it be cool if you're a sporting clays range operator around here? Have one called overhead drones. Pretty funny. Probably get yourself on the news. All right, coming right back. More Midday Mobile, 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Welcome back, Midday Mobile, FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you here on this Friday. And I want to check out what's going on at the lot at LCM Motor Cars. And this man knows better than anybody, David McCrary. Hey.
Hey, bud. What's happening? Oh, we have got inventories dwindling. We have been busy. So we've still got a great selection of small SUVs and trucks because we had a ton to begin with. We're headed Monday and Tuesday to see what else we can buy and get out here for everybody. Financing has been absolutely fantastic this week.
Yeah, have you seen a change there since the election?
Yeah, you know, right at the election, we slowed down, and then it picked up at the end of last month. But this month, it started off gangbusters. And, you know, I guess normally during December, you know, Christmas and everything, people are spending their money on other stuff, but we have been covered up. We delivered five yesterday, so we have been busy.
All right. Tell folks if they want to get out and see those vehicles, number one, how they find you. Number two, your hours. What is it going forward this weekend and on through Christmas?
We'll be here 8 to 6 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 on Saturdays. Christmas Eve we'll close at 12 or 2, depending on what we're doing. Of course, Christmas Day will be closed all day, but we'll be back open Thursday and Friday and Saturday after Christmas. We, you know, give us a call if you're looking for something special. That seems to have been the hot button here lately. I mean, we have gone out and found cars for people, just, you know, special stuff. So give us a call about that, 251-375-0068. If you're looking for something unique, we'll find it. Go to the website, lcmmotorcars.com. Or come by and see us. We're at Highway 90 and Plantation in Theodore. It's 1 mile south of I-10, exit 15A.
Good stuff, David. Appreciate it. We'll talk next week.
All right, buddy. Have a good weekend.
You too. There's David McCrary checking in from LCM Motor Cars. I got, you know, many texts coming in here. I got this one on my regular phone, my buddy Hal. Good point, Hal. But we have to figure it out. He said, if someone illegally shoots down a drone, which is being operated illegally, is that like offset penalties in football, replay the down? Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if you could do this. So listen, shot it down, but it was an illegal drone. So I just don't think government works with that kind of logic out there. But let's see. Dr. Bariana said, hey, Sean, I saw something on Hollinger's Island that looked a little suspicious, but I really couldn't tell for sure. I didn't say anything about it. Besides, people think I'm cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs enough as it is, but I think they're around here. You know, I've been hearing this, Dr. Mariana, you're not alone, for a long time. I've been hearing it. Gosh, we used to do the UFO shows years ago with my late friend Rennie Brabner as well. And the number of calls and things we got were always fascinating. Fire Dog, I don't think a shotgun would work. A 308 would have the reach, likely. Yeah, but I mean, you got to be a real good shot. You got to be a real good shot there, right? The idea of having a, you know, the bullet from a 308, then coming back through the arc and coming back down onto the ground somewhere in New Jersey, I don't think is a great thing. Bobby, right here, the shortest text we've gotten today and probably the one that makes the most sense. Why don't they have a copter follow one home? There you go. Whether no shooting down, none of this, just, okay, New Jersey folks, what time? Okay, they're up. We have a helicopter come up, and the helicopter just goes with them. Now, I know there's some of the stories, the ones that go back into the sea and all that, but that hasn't been, I don't think, the discussion with these. So, yeah, I have a helicopter up in the air. You watch these babies come up, and then you just follow them home. Bobby, that's such logic, it'll never be the idea of government out there. Here we go. Ron says, Sean, are these drones piloted by the aliens who escaped from Area 51? Piece together these very ancient drones attempting to get back home after all these years held in captivity in Area 51. The funding is provided by Sasquatch. See, I don't have as much of a crazy conspiratorial theory here. I only have a theory. I have a question of why are there drones flying over these people's houses night after night after night, and nobody from FAA to the federal government, Pentagon, anybody can give them an answer. I think that's a fair thing. You know, we'll try it that way. All right, grab some calls here. A call coming in from the TalkBack feature. Reminder to the TalkBack feature when you're on the app for FM Talk 106.5. If you see that microphone icon on the front page, if you'll press that, it lets you record a message, and it emails it straight to the show. So you can use that as just another way to get in touch with the show. All right, let's go. Silly Rabbits. Silly Rabbits on the TalkBack line had this to say.
Every night, comes out around 9, between 9 and 10 p.m. It's going to be over around McGregor and Airport, or where the lake is there, at the golf course at Mobile Country Club. Then it comes up towards my house right here at Airport and University and sits over me for about 4 hours. And then it moves westward, sits around about there, sit up there around General Bullard and Airport between Bit and Spur. And that area right there, it's been doing that for 2 years now. Every night, pending weather.
Okay, so, and then Silly Rabbits came back with an addendum to that and had some more information on it. We'll go to the second cut now.
About the time that stuff with Prine and the mayor stuff was going on, and Jimmy Barber, and that around that, it, but after that, the they're spying. That's what they're doing. Supposed to be up there for gunshot. That's what Mr. Barber said, and Mr. Stimson, but there ain't no gunshot right in my area. They're over there in Hillsdale. I mean, excuse me, the Berkshire Hills. Village Green, Tomanville, anywhere east of 65. They can find all they want, DIP, but they ain't right here.
All right, there we go. There's the report from University and Airport with the drones every night except with bad weather. Is that possibly somebody's flying? Is the city flying something? Is it... I don't know. I mean, get some video, Silly Rabbits. We want that video out there, and you'll have you'll have me getting you on the show, and you'll have every TV station wanting your video the second you get it done. So, but this thing in New Jersey, I don't know. It's of note. It's interesting to me. All right, some stories that are not about drones. At least I don't think they're about drones, but I want to get these caught my eye. A couple of them from earlier this week. This is this. So there's an NBC 15 story said. Reduced rates expected in 2025 for Alabama Power customers. Hooray, right? Said Alabama Power customers will see relief on their power bills in 2025. It said from January to March of 2025, a typical residential customer using 1,000 kilowatt hours will see a monthly reduction in their bill by $8.62, according to the utility company. All right. It said, now, how much it's gone up before, we're not getting into that. So the residential customer's bill will be reduced 80 cents on average throughout the year. Okay, so there you go, $8.62. So the decrease in January, February, and March can be attributed to the Alabama Public Service Commission, returning $96 million stemming from legal judgments in 2024. The judgment awarded damages to Alabama Power after the federal government did not meet its obligation to handle spent nuclear fuel. And then there, so that story's from WPMI. And then there's like an adjunct story here from 18. Well, I tell you what, we'll do it when we get back from 1819 News that says, but the rates are going up. So we'll compare and contrast those when we return right here on Midday Mobile.
Is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, so welcome back. Midday Mobile on this Friday. Glad to have you all along. The phone number and the text line, both 343-0106. check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. See what's happening going into, I mean, for responsible people, this is like their last shopping weekend at Christmas. But, you know, I got another one ahead of me. But, yeah, what's trending right now at the shop?
Oh, we've got plenty of jewelry. I have a lot of people asking me for diamond crosses recently. So we, and nautical pieces. So like nautical crosses or anchors and things like that. So we have that available. Also gentlemen's rings. I have some Masonic rings, some rings with coins in them, you know, because we are a coin shop. I have an Indian head, $2.50 gold piece in gold setting ring for a gentleman. Really beautiful.
Let's talk about also in the silver rounds. What's the supply looking like?
Oh, it's dwindling down. But we do have, you know, Snoopy Christmas with looks like Snoopy ringing a Christmas bell, and then Charlie Brown Christmas tree. We have Mickey Mouse with and Mickey and Minnie as well.
Okay. Now, the best thing to know is how do we find you? And are y'all open a Saturday? What are you looking or the next Saturday? What are your hours?
We're probably going to be open tomorrow, maybe until about noon. But we'll be here from 9 till noon tomorrow. And the next Saturday, we'll be here from 9 till 2. But they
good
can find
stuff.
Us
all
at
right.
2204. And go ahead.
Yeah. No, you go ahead. You know how to, you know the next part. How do they find you?
Yes,
yeah, you
sir.
Get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. They can find us at 2204 Government Street, just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Good stuff, Anna. Thank you. I'll see you soon.
Yes, sir. Bye-bye.
All right. And at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, I mentioned as we went to the break, I did just two different stories. Like there was a WPMI story, you know, talking about the rate reduction for Alabama Power customers, but also over at 1819 News, Caleb Taylor's story, said Alabama Power and the Alabama Public Service Commission approved a 4.87% rate increase for the company's customers at a Tuesday meeting. Now, wait a second. What is going on here? Well, this is what they say. The 4.87% rate stabilization and equalization adjustment was finalized at Alabama Power's informal meeting with the Alabama Public Service Commission on rate stabilization and equalization and rate certified. Oh, my gosh, a long line. A new plant was held in Montgomery. This, according to Alabama Power spokesman, said the spokesman said that on Tuesday, the average Alabama Power customer would see a net decrease in their average power bill in 2025, comparing that to 2024. A quote here said, actions taken by the Alabama Public Service Commission and the Alabama Power through 2024 resulted in a 1.88% reduction in overall retail rates in 2025. As Alabamians are feeling the impact of inflation on the household. Okay, that's all this stuff. Let's get back to the meat of it. Alabama Power has worked hard to lessen the effects on rising costs and customer bills by reducing the company's cost by more than $100 million since 2017. That Anthony Cook, a spokesman for Alabama Power, goes on to say, a reduction in the overall retail rate is notable considering recent inflationary pressures affecting the U.S. energy industry. For example, in the past 5 years, Alabama Power has seen the cost of a transformer increase by 204%, while poles are up 56%. Hey, by the way, they're up 56%. Hey, producers out there, timber folks out there, y'all seeing that? I'm not seeing that. That the price of a pole went up by 56%? It said electrical wires up by 134%. In July, the APSC announced the 2.04% rate reduction due to lower fuel cost. This month, the commission announced the additional 3.27% reduction for the same reasons. Okay. They said the Alabama Power, Cook continued, APSC is also returning $96 million or a 1.44% reduction to Alabama Power retail customers in 2025 based on a legal judgment awarded to the company in 2024. So that's the fuel rod thing. So it's, does that last? You see what I'm saying? Like $96 million going in because of this judgment and going to Alabama Power, they're going to use that to reduce the bills, but what happens when they go through that? I don't know. So it's like so many times in our state and here with the utility, we find this magic money and helps us through. It goes on to say a rate stabilization and equalization adjustment of 4.87% was made to the account for the rising cost of electricity due to inflation as well as long-term investments Alabama Power is making in grid resilience and power generation. Additionally, the commission approved Alabama Power's request to keep the rate CNPC flat in 2025, which further lessens the impact of the rising cost on power customer power bills. So there you go. There's said Alabama Power, subsidiary of the Southern Company, recently reported third quarter earnings of $1.5 billion. So we'll update there. All right, a couple others here as we start talking money. It's about time, story from Aubrey Spears over at WPMI, said trial date set for the former Pritchard Water manager, Nia Bradley. She's back, y'all. Just when you almost forgot, Nia Bradley's back. Former Pritchard Water Works and Sewer Board manager Nia Bradley, along with her husband and two former employees, will soon have their day in court. I don't know how soon that is. It's May 12th. Judge set the trial date yesterday. It's been nearly 3 years since the investigation began into the allegations of misused public funds, and several agencies raided the Water Board's headquarters along with the home of Nia and Anthony Bradley. We all remember this. The boxes of designer shoes, bags, and clothes, along with electronics and other luxury items, were confiscated from their home. I want to know where the rest of it went, too. Because that's you can get all the Gucci bags you want, but we're talking about, I think, millions of dollars that are missing. I don't know what the Gucci purse goes for right now, but it's not millions of dollars. Yeah, that was the, like, this money's gone, and look at these Gucci purses or Gucci shoes or whatever it is. So I'm interested where the other millions went in this. But, yeah, they say May 12th is the court date there. So we'll be talking about that again going forward. It's been, like it said in the story, it's been 3 years. It seems like it has been forever because it has been forever. Let's do this as well. As we talk about state news as well, and this opportunity we had in the state of Alabama that absolutely dropped the ball on the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission, you know, it's just been a disaster. This headline from 1819 News said Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission reduces most license fees by 25%. Y'all know the fee was not the biggest problem here. It was people not knowing why they didn't get awarded a contract or a license. Said on Thursday, members of the Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission cut most cannabis business license fees by 25%. Almost all the state's medical cannabis program has been stalled in ongoing litigation. Yep. Oral arguments for one of the medical cannabis related lawsuits in the Alabama Court of Civil Appeals are set for January 13th. The Alabama Medical Cannabis Commission's earlier vote at the meeting to reduce the fees on Thursday by 66% failed. After that vote, a motion to cut the fees by 25% for holders of state testing laboratory, processor, cultivator, and secure transporter licenses issued in December of 2023 passed. But, I mean, this is fine if they're trying to do this to make up to these people. But the whole idea was, right, they're going to make all this money for the state as well while they're selling the medical cannabis. The problem has not been that the rate is too high. It's like they're chasing the one, you know, we're going to reduce the rate on the people getting these licenses for medical cannabis. But that has not been the problem. I've interviewed a lot of these folks, and I hadn't had them in going, Sean, the rate's too high. No, it's the fact that they don't know whether they're getting, they had a license, didn't have a license, then have a license. And here we are all these years later, and the people in Alabama that need this still hadn't got it. Oh, and I need to say this here, and we'll continue a little bit to end out this hour, but give you a little time to dial. Looking for caller number 6 right now at 343-0106, 343-0106, $100 gift certificate to Mason Hills Farm up for grabs. You will be caller number 6 on the phone, and Leanna will tell you, and we can all celebrate together. Maybe you can invite us over for a holiday meal with that great meat from Mason Hills Farm. My man Joey Mason does great things. Once again, caller number 6 at 343-0106. You'll be the winner. If we have time next hour, too, I want to come back and the discussion of the Ozempic thing that we got into earlier this week and we've talked for a while. There's some story that, what is it, like the Uncommon Bedfellow story that Whoopi Goldberg agrees with Elon Musk. See, this is the, so Elon Musk is saying, hey, Ozempic is a good thing, or I'm paraphrasing here. Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. saying it wasn't, although I guess today he's tamed his remarks some. But then Whoopi Goldberg on The View is celebrating the fact that Elon's right on this one. But in the story, if we have time here, in the story, It says that Whoopi came out on the show and like took off her jacket or something to show her svelte body. And it said, we'll have time to get this next hour. It said Goldberg 69 showed off her figure after revealing to the audience that she weighed close to 300 pounds before she started taking Mounjaro, which like Ozempic is a GLP inhibitor. Now Whoopi Goldberg's 5'5". And TV ads, what, 10 or whatever? They were doing some effective lighting or something. 5'5", 300? Whoopi Goldberg? Wow. Let's see if we get back to this. Hey, congratulations, Carol. She won the $100 gift certificate from Mason Hills Farm. And when we come back in hour number two, J.R. Young of King Operating out in Texas. We're going to talk oil. We're going to talk about gasoline and everything in between.